Mboka Somesa Gacho Life TV Kepoxo kwa Mapa 61 Naisa Ndizi kwa Papa City 1 Naisa Ndizi wano demo 1 Na option ya kusala kwa Mountain 5 inda la mapa ka 1000 Wingi kepi nyume society Outfit yo tolo me balansi Balansi kutinda risauti pulesa you can say
children. Let me ask you, what has been the feeling been? I'm so confident.
Balloon shades of skin with multivitamins.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leave you smiling. The skincare benefits. Well,
Stakeholders back Army Commander's use of term exterminate. Two juveniles aged 13 and 14 defiled in Southern Province. In international news, SADC team joins Mozambique's flood rescue effort. And in sport, Haptor outlines path for diaspora players into Copper Queens.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. More stakeholders have expressed their full support for Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele's use of the term exterminate in reference to the removal of illegal miners in Mufumbwe. United Progressive People, UPP President Xavier Tshishimba, emphasized that the Army Commander's remarks were clear and justified. However, underscored a troubling trend in Zambia where political leaders frequently involve defense and security forces in political disputes. Meanwhile, Mr. Tshishimba criticized Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma's clarification on the issue, calling it misplaced. And Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, Executive Director Solomon Ngoma said he sees nothing wrong with the Zambia Army's deployment and is adamant that its operations should not be politicized except by those with hidden agendas or individuals profiting from the illegal mining activities that are currently spreading across the country. He stated that the Zambia Army must be allowed to carry out its constitutional mandate of defending and safeguarding the country's peace and stability without interference. He added that illegal mining is not just an economic crime, it's also a direct national security threat to Zambia's sovereignty and stability.
The remarks by the Army Commander, Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele, reflect the seriousness of the intelligence reports and should not be misinterpreted or politicized. Army Commander speaks on behalf of the Central Joint Operations Committee, which coordinates national security across all agencies. His strong words were not directed at ordinary citizens, but at hardened criminals who have invaded Zambia with ill motive. Citizens should recognize and appreciate the decisive action taken by the Zambia Army, which has already secured operations for miners in Mufombwe, demonstrating that lawful and coordinated operations can yield positive results. IPAC strongly stands firm with the defense forces in their mandate to protect Zambian sovereignty and calls for immediate dialogue and coordinated action to restore peace, security, and stability across the nation. Zambia needs sanity, and that sanity must begin now. The defense forces, working in concert with other security agencies, must be empowered to act decisively against threats, both external and internal, while ensuring that their operations remain within the bounds of the law. Only through such decisive and prompt action can Zambia preserve its hard-won peace and stability for future generations.
The Zambia Army recently deployed to Mufombwe gold mines in northwestern province, successfully evicting hundreds of illegal miners and restoring order in the area, which had become a hub for illegal arms trading linked to foreign miners. Youth leaders have challenged political parties in Zambia to stop sidelining young people in elective policies, arguing that the low number of youth in parliament is not due to lack of capacity, but deliberate failure by parties to adopt them as candidates. Speaking in an interview, Youth for Parliament national organizer Nalise Wosinyama said, contrary to perceptions held ahead of the 2021 general elections, young people were ready and willing to take up leadership roles. She cited lawmakers such as Imanga Wamunyima as proof that the youth can be effective when given an opportunity, stressing that political parties must be pressured to open up space for younger candidates. Although youth representation in the National Assembly remains limited, Ms. Nyama acknowledged that those elected since 2021 have shown courage and independence, particularly in holding those in authority accountable. Ms. Nyama warned against electing young leaders who simply conform to party lines and saying Parliament needs bold voices regardless of age. She added that the meaningful youth inclusion in Parliament is critical, especially given that young people make up the majority of Zambia's population, and called on political parties to reflect that reality in future elections. In another development, two juvenile girls aged 13 and 14 have been defiled in Southern Province on different occasions. In the first case, a 13-year-old girl of Linda Compound in Livingston has allegedly been indecently assaulted by a male relative. The incident is reported to have occurred on the night of 23rd January 2026 at around 23 hours. The alleged perpetrator was a male relative of the victim, aged 25 years old, who lives in the same house as the victim. Facts about the victim had gone to bed with her younger sibling when the suspect, who uses a different bedroom in the same house, allegedly entered her room and assaulted her. The victim raised the alarm, prompting the suspect to flee. And in Mazabuka, a 14-year-old girl has allegedly been defiled by a male person identified as Chipego, with the exact age unknown. The incident is said to have happened between January 24th and January 25th, 2026, when the victim did not return home after supposedly going to use the toilet in Kabobola compound. Facts are that on the 24th of January 2026, around 13 hours, the juvenile left the home stating that she was going to the toilet. When she did not return, her mother made inquiries and was informed that the juvenile's friend that she had mentioned going to her aunt's place in Apollo compound. Upon verification, she was not found there. And on January 27th, 2026, the juvenile returned home, and when questioned, she informed her mother that the suspect, Chipego, had taken her to his friend's house, offered her beer, and when she became intoxicated, he took advantage of her and had carnal knowledge of her. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed both incidents to Power FM News, stating that both victims were issued with medical reports and taken for medical attention. He added that no arrests have been made yet in both cases, as the investigations have been instituted to arrest the perpetrators. Mr. Namalongo has since condemned acts of sexual violence against juveniles, stating that the police in the province remain committed to ensuring that perpetrators are brought to justice. The Zambia Association of Indigenous Tour Operators, ZATO President Patson Chifumbe,